A new invasive species has taken root in Oregon. Yellow-tufted alyssum threatens dozens of rare native wildflowers. Amelia Templeton reports on the strange events that brought a European flower to a remote valley in southern Oregon.
When Richard Roseberg began working with yellow-tufted alyssum 15 years ago, it was a promising plant with a special power. It absorbs nickel from the soil and concentrates the metal in its leaves.
The idea that maybe we could produce an important industrial mineral without tearing the tops off of mountains and things like that, that's what really intrigued me.
Roseberg is a soil scientist with Oregon State University. His research team was developing a mining technique using the alyssum plants. The team collected yellow-tufted alyssum seed from southern Europe and Turkey, where the plant is native. In 1997, Roseberg helped plant about 500,000 seeds in a small field near Cave Junction in Oregon's Illinois Valley.
A lot of the breeding and the variety improvement work was mostly done right in this area.
The alyssum was mowed, baled like hay, and then burned, and the ash was sent to a nickel refinery for testing.
It had a high enough nickel concentration that you could extract on the order of several hundred pounds of nickel per acre every year.
Roseberg says there was one key step in the process. The alyssum has to be cut before it flowers. The plant drops its leaves and loses its nickel when it blooms. And cutting it before it blooms limits the risk of seeds escaping into the wild. The research was funded by a Texas company called Viridian Resources. Viridian did not respond to requests for comment. Roseberg says in 2002, the company stopped funding the team's research and continued on its own. That year, Viridian planted 9 more fields with alyssum.
They weren't being as careful in their practices as they could have been. They weren't mowing it and baling it until after it was in flower.
That's Suzanne Vautier. She lives near Cave Junction and is part of the state's noxious weed removal team. Vautier was alarmed. She worried the alyssum seeds would spread. She says Viridian left bales of alyssum uncovered and didn't wash its farm equipment.
Right in this area behind me, I could see that there were some plants that were obviously outside of the field. So I just watched it for a couple years, and I started noticing that it was spreading.
Tall yellow flowers started to sprout along roadsides and on the banks of the Illinois River. In 2009, Oregon declared yellow-tufted alyssum a noxious weed. Kelly Amsbury is a botanist with the state. She says what makes alyssum a threat is how quickly it can spread.
We calculated the number of seeds produced per plant, and it's huge, hundreds if not thousands of seeds per plant, most of which germinate, and they're easily dispersed.
But there's a second reason Amsbury is worried. The Cave Junction area is a hot spot for plant diversity. It's home to dozens of rare and endangered native flowers. Many of them germinate for just a few brief weeks. Yellow-tufted alyssum can sprout and bloom almost year-round and crowd out the native flowers.
And it doesn't have any enemies or diseases here or any other things that might compete with it directly, so it has the potential to go across that soil and make huge stands.
The government has spent $300,000 trying to eradicate alyssum. Suzanne Vautier says alyssum is difficult to kill. She leads a group of volunteers into a field. They find yellow-tufted alyssum mixed in with the native grasses.
The soil is very, very rocky. So we use miner's picks a lot to get enough of the root up so that you kill the plant.
Vautier says it will take swift action and more volunteers to stop the spread of this invasive plant.
If we don't get rid of it within the next couple of years, it's going to be too far gone and we won't be able to do anything about it.
Thousands of yellow-tufted alyssum seeds remain in the soil, and no one knows how long the seeds might last and keep sprouting. I'm Amelia Templeton, reporting.